Welcome to Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. What's your name first, sir?
Ahmed Hussein.
And what's your name, sir?
Scott Schweitzer.
And what's the name of your company?
Solarflare Communications.
Bring up a little more for me like that.
Solarflare Communications.
And is it solarflare.com?
Solarflare.com.
I love that name. I think that's a great name. It tells me a lot of things. It makes me feel like I'm going to be rescued. So what do you guys do?
We're a company that delivers some network interface controllers with value-added software. So we are the company that puts those controllers in every server that your data goes across.
Oh, so it's hardware.
It's hardware.
And you're putting in a software. That's unusual.
Yeah.
I think,
that's
right?
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Very unusual.
Now, what are you trying to solve for with your products?
Well, one of the key things that we think about is what's happening in the data center is around the growth of data inside going east to west across the data center.
Okay.
It's growing about 25% a year.
25% a year?
Yeah, 25% a year. It's predominantly driven by, as the scale-out environment grows, the number of CPUs and cores grows, the number of applications grows, the data then grows with that. And also, the outside data coming in now is significantly higher than what it was with all of these IoT devices, big data, and everything else that's swamping the data center. So the ability to drop something into that data stream that is malicious and getting inside your data center is a big worry issue that we look at.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we're also interested in securing the data center from the inside out as well.
Well, that makes sense. And this is kind of a, I'm hearing a lot of physical security approaches to cybersecurity, which is interesting because it went the other way around for a long time, right?
Yeah.
It was cybersecurity that's separate, we're different, it's not the same thing. And I'm glad to see we're using these techniques because your main threats are inside most of the time in physical security, and I'm suspect it's going to be like that in cyber eventually.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that is really interesting is that we have a good analogy that we sort of look at. If you've got a building, you secure it on the outside, everything is great. Got security guards, got cameras and everything watching that building. But inside, the door's open and everybody can get everywhere.
That's right. That's what happens.
So once you're inside the data center, you're open to everything that's inside there. And so our view of it is then how do you secure that? What's the methods and technologies you can do to give you that security level?
Right. So what we've done is we've actually put a firewall in every network interface card within every server.
Oh.
And that gives us both security and enterprise visibility.
And it wasn't done like that before.
No, it wasn't like that before.
It's so logical. It's something it should have
been. Well, now that you think about it, it's logical, right?
Yeah.
It requires putting a lot of compute horsepower on the network interface card
itself.
Which
is an IT guy didn't want to do that probably, so they kind of said, oh, you know, we'll just hope nothing happens, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then the other thing that we also recognize is that no matter what you do, the software that runs in your server is compromisable.
Right.
So once you get a piece of code that gets root access or ring zero privileges, then everything in your server is compromised. So even if you put software there to protect it, like software firewalls, software IP tables to protect your data, it can be compromised. Just like a security guard can be bribed to do things. So we think that's why the combination of a hardware solution like ours plus the software that goes around it is the right approach.
Makes sense.
And what we've done is we've actually moved the control plane from locally off the NIC to a third server. Right, so that way everything can be centrally managed and enforced.
Right.
So if someone does gain access to root on the server, they can't compromise the security protocols and privileges set up in the NIC itself.
Now, what are you guys finding about the security of our networks? Are we 50-50, 50% outside, 50% inside? I mean, in the physical security world, 85-90% of all laptops are stolen by the employee, right?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, you know, in the cyber world, most problems, whether they be an accident, non-malicious, just negligence, stupidity, seem to be caused internally.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside guy, we kind of can define that. So what are you finding? Where's that falling down? Because we're getting so many people that aren't, you know, skilled in this, and we have a shortage of personnel. So are mistakes being made internally that are causing problems?
No, it's a traditional thing. We came at security over the last 20 years looking at security from the outside in.
Right.
Right, and we put firewalls and IPSs and IDSs, and we put security on the perimeter. But we haven't looked at how do I enforce security in hardware in every server within the infrastructure. Because what happens is someone gets a phishing attack, is successful, an endpoint gets compromised. Next thing they do is they hop to a server, and then they compromise the server, and then they jump from server to server to server.
Yeah.
By enforcing security at every server, you can stop them right away. And we're doing this thing called application level segmentation. So if you say this server only runs, you know, these three apps, that's all the traffic that that server will process.
Oh, interesting.
And hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And so one of the things about, you know, you talked about laptops, mobile devices coming into the secure domain,
right,
and being used, they're all compromisable. So you have to treat them as compromisable elements. So your servers should detect when they're doing unusual things like pinging the DNS server to get inside it or something
right.
like that. So it's how do you enforce the security inside your building or inside your data center?
I said a gentleman on here that was talking about the basic premise they use is that everything's a no to start out with. And in access control, it's so much, oh, it's a card, that's a yes. A card's kind of a yes. You still got to verify, look at his face, check the computer, right? So it sounds like you're kind of starting out by saying no on most things with your application and hardware. And then we're it's a better screening process, the way I describe it.
Yeah. Correct.
My little brain has to translate this in easy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So think about this, right? When the data center is running normally without any security threats, that's the normal pattern that you've got in the data center.
Right, right.
So if you can monitor that and say that's the normal pattern.
Define
then
it.
Define it, learn it. Then once you've learned it, you say everything else is a no.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Very simple.
We actually have three modes we work in. We have the learning mode, right, that Amit just talked about. Then we have monitor mode, which is important to some of our financial customers because that allows you to have regulatory compliance.
Yeah.
So you can say, hey, I said my servers were going to do this. This is a demonstration of what they actually do, right? And then if you really want to lock everything down, we've got an enforcement mode. At that level, packets are discarded at the NIC, and alerts are generated from the NIC to let you know someone made an attempt to access a server.
Interesting.
And one of the key issues is if you think about, I'm going to keep using this analogy of an office building being secured. If you look at the a server, it's an office, right? Inside you've got valuables, right?
Structure, yeah.
But do you know who's in that office? And a lot of the network solutions are out there today don't know what's running inside the server.
A lot of people talk about that. That's fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is the micro-segmentation idea. We sit at the threshold, at the door to the office. We know who's inside the office, and we know who's outside of the office.
Right.
So we can actually tell you at a granular level of which application is doing these malicious attacks, which is unusual because nobody else can do that except at the point where the door is, which is the NIC, Network Interface Controller.
Now, what keeps you guys up at night? What do you worry about?
What do I worry about? I worry about that fact that somebody's going to walk in with a laptop and is going to have a virus in it. We all will not know about it until it's too late.
An employee that works here that's granted permission, it's not malicious on his part, it just
happens.
Right.
Yeah. Because and the other thing to note about the people who want to do these malicious attacks, they've got all the time in the world, in their opinion. They're not worried about, it's going to take me 6 months to get, because once they get in, then they can work.
Right.
Recent reports that they're in your network for, on average, 180 days.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Undetected.
So, undetected.
Yeah.
So what we're allowed to do, what we enable you to do, is detect those that motion through the network and lock the servers down.
Now, once they do something after that 180 days, how soon are they caught? Is it real time now? Not real time.
It's not real time.
Not quite there, but it will be. Yeah. I think that's coming. That's just a matter of maturing the AI technologies that look in artificial patterns and inferences and trying to match those to see if there's noting something immediately and then shutting it down immediately.
It's volume. Too much stuff.
Right.
Yeah, too much stuff. So AI is going to be critical to these solutions.
Fascinating. So every show I give myself a rating. Do I worry or not worry? So I'm not as worried.
Thank you. All
my interviews, I'm not as worried because there's new solutions. And I'm doing 100 shows today, this week. And almost every company has just a different approach defense to it. It's fascinating. And I'm so glad everybody's doing great work. Solarflare.com is the website. You guys check them out. And your names again are Scott.
Scott Schweitzer.
Amit Hussein.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy TV, SecurityGuyRadio.com at Black Hat 2017. And guys, it's been great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.